Today's Amud is Megillah Tesamin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chesam Abayz. So before we start the Mishnah, it's just important to differentiate between Ksav and Lashon. Ksav is writing, the font perhaps you could say in English, versus Lashon, which is the language. Just as an example, if I would write the word pen, P-E-N, pen, I would write the word pen, would I write with a pen? So if I write it P-E-N, so that's both that the ksav is in English, the letter P is an English ksav, and the language, the word pen, is an English word. So in such a case, both the ksav and the lashon, the ksav and the language, is both in English. However, there's another way I could write the word pen. I could write the word pen with a pei and a nun. And in that case, so the language is still English, it's still an English word, meaning if I'm referring to the thing that I'm writing with, so it's still an English word, but then the ksav becomes ksav ivris, perhaps you could say, or if you write it in Ashuris, the language that the Sefer Torah is written in, so then it's ksav Ashuris, but the language remained English, because I wrote an English word. I just wrote it in a different ksav. You could also do the opposite. You could write a Hebrew word, and you could write it with English letters. You could write it with ABCs, even though you're really writing a Hebrew word. You could write the Hebrew word Bereishis, and you could spell it B-I-R-E-I-S-H-I-S, and you could write the word Bereishis in English. In such a case, the ksav would be English, but the lashon would still be Lashon HaKodesh. So there's different. That's the difference between ksav and lashon. So now with that akdama, so says the Mishnah, that ein bein svarim l'tfilin u'mezuzos, there's no difference between the halachos of writing svarim, which l'chaira is referring to Sifrei Tanakh, versus writing tefillin u'mezuzos, ela shasvarim nichtavim b'chol lashon, except for that svarim can be written in any language. So from here it sounds like we're talking about the language itself. The language could be in any sort of language. Utfilin u'mezuzos eina nichtavos ela ashuris. Whereas tefillin u'mezuzos need to be ashuris. So now that seems like a stiru minei ubeh. We start off in the Mishnah talking about the language, and then ashuris is not a language. Ashuris is a type of ksav. It's the same type of ksav with all the crowns on top of the different letters that's written that we write the Sefer Torah with. So that's a type of ksav. So which one? So what's the Mishnah referring to? It says all other svarim you can write in any language. Tefillin u'mezuzos, you have to write it ashuris. It doesn't seem to be contrasting the same idea. Are we talking about the lashon or are we talking about the ksav? So here Rashi already says that when the Mishnah says ashuris, it's like lav dafka. Rashi says ashuris really just means lashon hakodesh in this context. Normally ashuris refers to the ksav. Rashi's mefarish, I guess in order to get out of the stira, the Rashi's mefarish said over here, Ashuris is lav dafka. Here it's really referring to the language, we're referring to Lashon HaKodesh. So if so, what the Mishnah means is like this, is that when it comes to other Sifrei Tanakh, so you could write it in any language, any Lashon, as opposed to Tefillin u'mezuzos, it has to be dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. So says the Mishnah, that's the only difference between Sfarim and Tefillin u'mezuzos. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel aymer that af b'Sfarim lo hitiru sheyikasvu el yivanes. It's not true that Sfarim could be written b'chol lashon. It's not true that they could be written in any language. The only language you could write it in, I guess other than Lashon HaKodesh, the only other language that you could write it in is in Greek. There's a special heter to write Sfarim in Greek. We'll get to that in the Gemara. And says Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, that's the only language that you could write Sfarim in. So first, the Gemara is Medaik, that if the only difference is in terms of the language, but when it comes to connecting two different pages with Gidin, with sinews, so you have to, there's a halacha that you have to use Gidin to sew together the different pages of the Sefer Torah, so too when it comes to Tefillin u'mezuzos, if you ever want to stitch together two parts, so you have to, two pieces of parchment, so you have to dafka use Gidin. With regards to that, these halachas are the same, and also ulatame esayadai. And also when it comes to the fact that Kisvei Kodesh Ametame Esayadayim, so then Zev is Eshavin, in that regard all these things, Sfarim and Tefillin Mezuzos, are the same. Both of them have to be sewn, Dafka, with Gidin, and both of them are Metame Esayadayim. Says the Gemara now that v'svarim nechtavim b'chol lashon v'chula. We mentioned in the Mishnah that svarim, referring l'chayra to Sifrei Tanakh, so Sifrei Tanakh could be written in any language. Or Aminu asked the Gemara, mikra shekasvu targum, if you have a pasuk in that's written be'etzem, it's a lashon kodesh pasuk, and you decide to write it in Aramaic, you write the translation, or v'targum shekasvu mikra, there are times in the Torah where we have words that are really Aramaic words, and you write it instead of writing it in Aramaic. You write the Torah using the Hebrew translation, the Lashon HaKodesh translation of that Aramaic word, uksav ivri, or stam. Even if you write it in the right language, but if you write it in a different ksav, instead of writing in ksav ashuris, you write it in ksav ivri, so then the halacha is that it's einoi metames hayadayim. So then this Sefer Torah is not going to be metames hayadayim, it's not going to have kedusha, that's going to be pasul. Ad sheyikasvu ad sheyichtevenu b'ksav ashuris al sefer ubadyoy. Until you write it properly. Writing it properly means that it's in ksav ashuris, it's on a piece of parchment, and it's with dyoy, a certain type of ink. That's the only way that a Sefer Torah is kosher. So it seems to be mefurish in the Braisa that you're not allowed to write a Sefer Torah in any language. If you write it in Aramaic, it's possible. You're not allowed to write it in any language. So that seems to be not like our Mishnah. So we have a stira between our Mishnah and this Braisa. Our Mishnah said that Svarim could be written b'chol lashon, and this Braisa seems to be saying that Svarim have to dafka be written b'ashuris, it has to be dafka b'lashon HaKodesh. So says the Gemara Amar Rava. Rava says to answer the stira that like Kasha, Kan Begufan Shalanu, our Mishnah which said that you could write it in any language, but you're still using Gufan Shalanu, you're still using our Ksav. Yeah, you could write it in English, you could write it in a different language, but you have to use Ksav Ashuris, you have to use our regular Ksav. So, like we said, with the word pen, you could write it Pei Nun, that would be fine if there's a word in the Torah that says pen. So you could write it Pei Nun, you could write it in as long as you write it in Lashon Ashuris, it's okay to have English words. That's what the Mishnah means when it says that you could write it b'chol lashon. Whereas Kan, the Braisa, which says that you can't switch the language, that's talking about begufan shalahen. That's referring to not just that you're changing the language, you're writing it in different letters. You're writing it in foreign letters. You're writing the word bereishis, B-I-R, etc. You're writing it in different letters. That's going to be problematic. That's what the Braisa means to pasul. That's Rav's teretz to answer the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. However, Amar Le Abaye says to Rava that that can't be. Because then, B'mayu Kimta Lahi, it comes out that what are you saying? What case, what's the Braisa discussing? Begufan Shalahen. You want to tell me that the Braisa, when it says it's possible, it's because it's talking about using foreign letters. Well then, if that's true, that the Braisa is discussing a case that you're using foreign letters, so my Irya Mikra Shekasfu Targum Utargum Shekasfu Mikra. So why does the Braisa discuss a case where you switched the Lashon also, where you switched the language, and instead of writing it in Lashon HaKodesh, you wrote Aramaic, or instead of Aramaic, you wrote Lashon HaKodesh, Afilu Mikra Shekasvu Mikra. Even if you would write it in the correct language, you would write the Lashon HaKodesh words B'Lashon HaKodesh, V'Targum Shekasvu Targum, and you would write the Aramaic words, and you would write it in Aramaic, Nami, that would still be problematic if you're using foreign letters. The Hakatan, the Dakatani, because the Braisa itself ends off, Ad Shechtevenu Ashuris, I'll say for B'diyai. It says it has to be b'ksav ashuris. Ashuris, like we said, except for in our Mishnah where it was lav dafka, but ashuris is a type of ksav. It's a type of ksav. It has to be written b'ashuris. So if the Braisa is discussing a case where you're using foreign letters, where you're using a foreign ksav, so then there's no reason for the Braisa to discuss a case where you switch the language also. Teach the bigger chiddush, that even if you didn't switch the language, being that you used foreign ksav, you used a different ksav, so that itself is enough, that it's possible. So therefore, Abaye says that Rav's teretz is not going to work. Rather, Elos like Kasha says Abaye, this is how we'll get out of this stira. That ha-rabbanon, ha-rab Shimon ben Gamliel. You're right, our Mishnah says that you could write a Sefer Torah b'chol lashon. You could write Sfarim b'chol lashon. That was the sheet of the Chachamim. That was the sheet of the Tanakama. But ha, the Braisa, which says that it has to be Dafka b'ashuris, that's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel argued on the Tanakama of our Mishnah. He said, you can't write a Sefer Torah b'chol lashon. We'll ask the Gemara the obvious kasha that he Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. If the town of the Braisa is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, so then Ha'ika Yevanis. So then he's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds that it doesn't have to dafka be Ashuris. It could also be Greek. And if so, how can you tell me that the Braisa is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? You're right, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel wasn't matter all languages, but he was matter Yevanis, he was matter Greek. So rather, says the Gemara, Elo Leikasha, a completely different teretz, that kan besfarim, kan betfilinu mezuzais. That there's a difference between Sifrei Tanakh, that's what our Mishnah was discussing. That's when the Tanakhama was matter, b'chol lashon, Erem Shimon Gamliel was matter in Greek. However, the Braisa, which says that it has to dafka be Ashuris, that's talking about Tfilinu Mezuzais. Tfilinu Mezuzais, you're not allowed to write it in a foreign language. And why is Tfilinu Mezuzais more chamer than Shar Sfarim, than a Sefer Torah, than an Avi and Iksuvim? Why is Tfilinu Mezuzais more chamer that you can't write it in other languages? Utfilinu Mezuzais Maitaima, says the Gemara, Mishum Dichsiv Behu Vahayu. Because in the Parish of Shema, that's written in Tfilinu Mezuzais, so one of the words is Vahayu, which we darshan from Vahayu, Behaviyasan Yehu, that it should remain as is. So just like the Parsha is written in the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh, so too when you write it in the Tefillin Mezuzos, it has to dafka be Vahayu, it has to dafka be as is, it has to be dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. That's why Tefillin Mezuzos are more chamer, you can't write it in other languages. We'll ask the Gemara. You're telling me now that the Braisa is discussing Tefillin Mezuzos. And that's why it says you can't write it in other languages. Well then, how do you read the Braisa Bechlau? The Braisa says if you write Mikra Targum, or if you write Targum Mikra, so then it's possible until you write it Bashuras. My Targum Shekasvu Mikra Ika. What Aramaic word is there in the Parshias that are written in our Tefillin and Mezuzos that you could say about it if you wrote the Aramaic word in Lashon HaKodesh? There is no Aramaic words. Bishlama Taira, Bishlama, what we thought until now that the Braisa was discussing a Sefer Taira, Ika Yegar Sahadusa. So there's Aramaic words in the Sefer Taira. For example, in Parashas V'Yetze, we have the words Yegar Sahadusa, which is Aramaic. So you have Aramaic words in the Taira. Elahacha my Targumika. But if you're telling me now that the Braisa is specifically discussing Tefillin Mezuzos, so then what Aramaic words is there in Tefillin Mezuzos? There are none. So it can't be that the Braisa is discussing Tefillin Mezuzos. So rather, says the Gemara, and this tarts we're actually going to stick with, Ela Laikashon, Kan b'Megillah, Kan b'Sfarim. The Braisa is discussing Megillah, Megillah's Esther. The Mishnah is discussing other Sfarim. That you could write it in any language. The Braisa is discussing Megillah. Megillah is more chamer. Megillah has to dafka be written in Lashon HaKodesh. And explains the Gemara that Megillah Maitaima, why is Megillah different? Why does it have to dafka be Lashon HaKodesh? What's the source? Dechsivba, because it says in the Megillah, Kichsavam Vichil Shaina. So we dash it from there that the Megillah has to be written exactly as it always was. It has to be written like its original language. It has to be written dafka v'Lashon HaKodesh. And then explains the Gemara. Now, what does the Braisa mean when it says, my Targum Shekasvu Mikra, what Aramaic words are there in the Megillah, that the Braisa says that if you wrote the Aramaic and you switched the language and you switched it to write it in Lashon HaKodesh, that it's pasul? So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, one example is Vinishma Piskam HaMelech. Piskam is an Aramaic word. So you see, you have Aramaic in the Megillah. Or Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says a different pasuk. It says, V'chol Anashim Yitnu Yikar Lebalein. Yikar is Aramaic. It means covered, but Yikar is Aramaic. So you see, you do have Aramaic words in the Megillah, and that's what the Braisa was talking about. So that's the end of Teretz number one, is that we had a Stira. Our Mishnah says that Svarim could be written b'chol lashon, and we have a Braisa which says that if you write it in a different language, you write the Lashon HaKodesh Aramaic, the Aramaic Lashon HaKodesh, if you switch any of the languages, so then it's possible. So it's a stira. So now the end of the first teretz is that it's not a stira, that our Mishnah is discussing Sifrei Tanakh, whereas the Braisa is discussing specifically Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther has to dafka be in the language that it's written. You can't change the language. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says a second teretz, that Kitanya hi b'shar Sfarim. That our Mishnah was discussing specifically a Sefer Torah. We assumed until now our Mishnah, Sfarim, typically means all Sifrei Tanakh. Says Rav Ashi that no. Our Mishnah is specifically discussing a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah could be written b'chol lashon. The Braisa is discussing Shar Svarim. It's discussing Neviim Uksuvim. And Nach has to dafka be written as is. You can't write a Nach and you can't switch the language. Rabbi Yehudahi and the Tan of the Braisa, who says that Sfarim, it has to be dafka in the language it's written, that's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Tfilnu Mezuzais ain't nechtavin ela Ashuris. It says in the Braisa that Tfilnu Mezuzais have to dafka be written belashna kodesh b'ksav Ashuris, v'Rabbi Seinu hetiru Yevanis. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Seinu, was matter that it could also be in Greek. Now ask the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. How could someone say that Tfilnu Mezuzais could be written in Greek? V'aksiv v'hayu, it says v'hayu, b'hav yasin yehei, like we said before, that Tfilnu Mezuzais for sure have to dafka be b'lashon HaKodesh. Ela'ema Sfarim nechtavim b'chol lashon. Rather, this is what the Braisa means to say. That Sfarim could be written in any language, however, Rabbi Seinu etiru Yevanis. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was matter Greek. Says the Gemara, Hetiru, we're still trying to figure out what the Braisa actually said. Hetiru, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was mater Greek, that's Michlal, that type of Lashon gives off the impression, the Tanakama Asar, that the Tanakama says that Greek is Asar, whereas really the Tanakama holds that every language is Mutter. So Ela'ema, rather, says the Gemara, this is what the Braisa means to say. That Tanakama says you could write Sfarim b'chol lashon. Rabbi Seinu lehetiru sheyikasfu ela Yevanis. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was only matter Greek. That's the Tanakama of the Braisa. V'tanya we learned that Rabbi Yehuda said about this that af kishe hetiru Rabbi Seinu Yevanis, that even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that Yevanis is mutter, lehetiru ela b'sefer Taira. It was dafka by a sefer Taira. That's where Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel gave the heter to write a sefer Taira in Greek. But when it comes to Shar Svarim, when it comes to Neviim and Ksuvim, so then there's no heter to write Nach in Greek. So Rabbi Yehuda explained that the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is that Shar Sfarim have to dafka be written b'lashon HaKodesh. You can't change the language. It was dafka a heter by Sefer Torah that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that the Sefer Torah could be written in Greek. And so says Rav Ashi, that's the answer to our stira. That the Braisa, which says that you can't change the language, the Tan is Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba de Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says that Shar Sifrei Tanakh have to dafka be kilshaynam, and it was dafka by a Sefer Torah, that's where Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was matter to write a Sefer Torah in Greek. Now why by a Sefer Torah is it have this leniency that a Sefer Torah could be written in Greek? So explains the Gemara, Umisham Maisa de Talmei HaMelech. Because we found the story with Talmei HaMelech that a whole nace happened with writing the Torah into Greek, so therefore Rav Shimon ben Gamliel held that the Sefer Torah could be written in Greek. We see this nace happened, so the Sefer Torah could be written in Greek. What's the story with Talmei HaMelech? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Maisa b'Talmei HaMelech, there was a story with Talmei HaMelech, he was a Goyish king, and Shekineh Shivim Ushnaim Zekenim, he gathered together 72 elder Tamidei Chochamim, v'hechnisan v'shivim ushnayim batim. And he brought each one of them into a separate room, into a total of 72 different rooms. So he put each zakin into his own separate room, v'loi gilu lehem amakinsan. And he didn't explain to them why he called them together. So he was the king, they had to listen. He called together these 72 zakinim, didn't explain to them why they're coming. They were summoned to the king. He brought each one of them into their own independent room. V'nichnas eitzah kol echad v'echad. He then went into each individual room, to each individual zakein. V'amar lehem. And he said to each one of them, that kisfuli teiras maisha rabchem. I want you to write for me the teiras maisha of your Rebbe. I want you to write for me the teira of maisha your Rebbe. Meaning, I want you to translate it into Greek. So, the reason why he did this is because he didn't want them to make any changes. He wanted the raw thing. He didn't want any changes happening. So he didn't explain to them why he was calling them together. He had 72 zakenim. Each one was in a separate room. And he told each one of them, translate the Torah for me in Greek. This way he'll notice if there's any inconsistency, he'll know exactly what's happening. That someone's lying and someone's trying to change the Torah so that he shouldn't know about it. This way he was hoping that they won't be able to change anything. And he'll get the exact translation of the Torah. However, says the Gemara that there are things in the Torah that aren't exactly for Talmai's eyes, as we'll see soon in the Gemara. So they're going to have to make some changes. And says the Gemara that Nasan Kadosh Baruch Hu belayed kol echad ve'echad Eitzah. Hashem gave in the hearts of each one in Eitzah ve'hiskimu kulan ledas achas. They all made the exact same changes. Mamish and Nes that happened, they translated it into Greek and they made certain changes, and every single one of them was mechavin to the exact same change. And we're going to see soon that there was a lot of changes. It was maybe 15 changes, I think 13 changes, 15 changes, 15 changes in total. We're going to see a total of 15 changes, and they each were mechavin exactly bidiyuk to each other. Says the Gemara, what were the changes? That the Kasvulo, they wrote to him as follows. Number one, the pasuk that really says in the Torah, v'yomer Elokim, that says Bereishis bara Elokim. So now the words, the literal translation of Bereishis bara Elokim, so a person might be confused and think that there's this entity called Bereishis, and Bereishis was bara Elokim. Bereishis created God, chas v'shalom. So because they didn't want Talmai HaMelech to see such a thing, that Bereishis created God, chas v'shalom, so they changed the words, and they said, and they changed it, they changed the first pasuk of the Torah to Elokim bara Bereishis, that Hashem created in the beginning. And that's how they got it, that now no one would make any mistake. The second change they made was, instead of the pasuk saying Vayomer Elokim Nase Adam, Hashem said to the Malachim, let's go make man, which gives the impression that Kielu Hashem was consulting with the Malachim, and he really runs the world together with the Malachim. He's not his own independent. So they didn't want Talmai to see that, so they were mechavin to each other, and they switched it to Ase Adam, that Hashem said to the Malachim, Ase Adam B'Tzelem U'B'Demus, that I'm going to make man. Instead of Nase Adam, they switched it to Asa Adam, that I'm going to make man. The third change that they made was, instead of the pasuk saying Vayichal Elokim b'yoy mashvi, that Hashem stopped working on the seventh day, which gives off the impression that Hashem worked on the seventh day, and then at some point he stopped, so they switched it to Vayichal b'yoy mashishi Vayishbois b'yoy mashvi, that he finished his creation. Vayichal, the way we have it is Vayichal Elokim b'yoy mashvi, that Hashem finished creation on the seventh day, which sounds like he was creating on the seventh day, so they switched it to Vayichal b'yoy Mashishi, that he finished creation on the sixth day, and he rested on the seventh day. The fourth change is that we have in the pasuk, it says Zachar Nekeva Bira'am, that he created them, which sounds like it was two separate creations when Hashem created Adam and Chava. So they switched it to Zachar Nekeva Bira'ay, that they created him because it was really one person, just with two partsufim. V'loy Kasvu Bira'am, they didn't write Bira'am, which would give the impression that it was two people. The fifth change that they did is that they wrote Hava Arda V'Avla Sham Sfasam, instead of what we have, that Hava Nerda that V'Nivla Sham Sfasam. We have it that Hashem went, when he went to Sadaim, he said, what he was saying, he said, let's go down. Kilo, he was consulting with the Malachim. So they wanted to switch that. They said, Hashem said, I'm going to go down, or not by Sadaim, rather by Migdal Bavel. He said, Erda, I'm going to go down, and I'm going to mix up their languages. The sixth change is Vatitzchak Sarah Bikraiveha. Instead of it saying Vatitzchak Sarah Bikirba, that's what we have, that Sarah, when she found out she was going to have a child, so she laughed inside, they didn't want it to be, then the Torah you're going to see that Avram and Sarah seem to do the exact same thing. They both laughed when they found out the Basura, that they're going to have a child, and yet Sarah is rebuked for it. Avram gets off easy, and Sarah gets rebuked, so it sounds like almost like Hashem is showing favoritism, like he's favoring Avram Avinu. They both did the same thing, they both laughed, they both like didn't believe the Basura. So why is only Sarah get rebuked? So because, now really the Targum, like Targum Onkelos says, is that Avram Avinu wasn't laughing out of disbelief. Avram Avinu was laughing out of simcha. That's what Targum says on the pasuk, that Avram Avinu laughed, he was v'chadi, he rejoiced, he was laughing mitaych simcha. But because Talmai wouldn't necessarily realize that, so therefore they switched it, and instead of saying that Sarah laughed, they switched it to being more chamer, that Sarah laughed to her relatives, that she made like a big scene about it, and this way Talmai would understand that Sarah was treated more harshly than Avram. The seventh change is that they said ki ba'apam hargushur uvertzaynam ikru evos. The pasuk really says about Shimon and Levi that Yaakov says about Shimon and Levi that ki ba'apam hargu ish uvertzaynam ikru shar. So it gives the impression that Shimon and Levi are just mass murderers. So they switched it that not that ki ba'apam hargu ish, but rather ki ba'apam hargushar, that they killed animals. And I guess people weren't as into animal rights back then. You know, otherwise today maybe people would treat this more chamer than ki ba'apam hargu ish. But I guess back then that was okay. So they switched it to kibapam hargushar, that they killed animals in their anger, not that they were these mass murderers. The eighth change is vayikach Moshe es ishtoi vezbanav yarkivim al naise bnei adam. Now really the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he sent away his children and he gave them, put them vayarkivim al chamar, that he rode them on a donkey. Now that's a lack of covet, so they switched it to vayarkivim al naise bnei adam, that he gave them, he sent them away and he had them ride on a carriage, so which is more becovet for Moshe Rabbeinu, so they switched that. The ninth change is that we have in the pasuk that Umayshav bnei Yisrael asher yashu b'Mitzrayim shleishim shana v'arbis me'ashana. It sounds like that Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Now, if you do the math, we weren't there for 430 years. So therefore, they switched it to Umayshav bnei Yisrael asher yashu b'Mitzrayim u'b'shara ratzais arba me'as ish. They added the words u'b'shara ratzais, that we were in Mitzrayim in other lands for 430 years. The tenth change is that v'yishlach es zatute b'nei Yisrael, instead of saying v'yishlach es nare b'nei Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent the lads to bring karbanos by Matan Torah, so also al tzkavod, that what, they sent the narim, the lads, they couldn't get any chashuv of people, so they switched it to v'yishlach es zatute b'nei Yisrael, and zatute is a lashon of chashivos, and then once they switched this pasuk, so then they had to be consistent, so they also switched and they wrote v'el zatute b'nei Yisrael loshalach yaday. But that's all still included in the tenth change that they made, again just to not make to make it sound like there was more, it was more bekavedik. And the 11th change is that, and we have in the pasuk that people were making fun of Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu says back that loy chamor echad mehem nasati, I didn't even take one chamor from you. So now you could say that, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take a chamor, but he took other things. He didn't steal a chamor from the Yidden, from Klal Yisrael, but he did take other things. So they switched it and they wrote instead that loy chemed echad mehem nasati, I didn't take any sort of thing from you, not just a chamor, I didn't take anything. The 12th change is that we have in the pasuk that the pasuk says asher chalak Hashem Elokecha Eisa Mechoy La'amim. It says that Hashem, He created the different constellations asher chalak Hashem Elokecha Eisa, that Hashem gave them out L'chol La'amim for the other nations. Which almost sounds like Hashem gave these constellations to the other nations to serve them. Now really, the pasuk Rashi, I believe Al-Torah says that Hashem gave it to them to stumble. But Talmai might assume when he sees this pasuk that Hashem gave the Gayim, the constellations, that he gave them permission to serve the constellations. So therefore they switched the pasuk, and they said that Asher Chalak Hashem Elokecha Oisam Lahair L'chol Amim, that Hashem gave the constellations to provide light for the nations. And then the 13th change is that Vayelech V'yavoid Elokim Acherim Asher Leitzi Visi La'ivdam. Really, we have in the pasuk that Klal Yisrael went V'yavoid Elokim Acherim V'yishtachvu Lahem, and they bowed to them, they did Avodah Zarah, which I didn't command. So someone can make a mistake and think that what the pasuk means is that Hashem is saying that Klal Yisrael went and they did avodah zarah to these different things that I didn't command that they should even exist. And kilu, there are things that exist without Hashem wanting them to exist. So therefore, they switched the translation when they were translating the Torah. They switched the pasuk that Hashem said vayelach v'yaved elokim acherim asher light tzivisi la'ivdam, that I didn't command them to serve them. They added in the word la'ivdam. And then the 14th change is that they switched it to v'kasvu layas si'iras haraglayim v'loy kasvu layas harneves. Ah, so it's a total of 14 changes. Then instead of writing the word harneves, they wrote si'iras haraglayim. It's one of the animals, so instead of writing Arneves, they wrote Tziras Araglayim. Why didn't they want to write Arneves as a rabbit? And instead, they switched it to Tziras Araglayim. Why didn't they want to write Arneves? V'loy kas v'loy es Arneves. They didn't want to write es Arneves. B'mnei she'ishtei shel Talmai Arneves Shema. Talmai's wife's name was Arneves. Now they were chayshish that if they would write the word Arneves in the Torah, so shelo yaymer sachaku b'yehudim, so that they shouldn't think, that Talmai shouldn't think, oh look, the Jews are trying to poke fun at me, and they're putting my wife's name as one of the animals in the Torah, v'hetilu shem ishtei b'Torah, and they're putting v'hetilu shem ishti b'Torah, and they put my wife's name in the Torah. They were nervous that maybe Talmai would get upset at them if they would have Arneves there, so they were all mechaven to each other, siyata d'shmayo, and instead of saying Arneves, they wrote the word Tziras Haraglayim. So that was the 14th and final change that they made. Al-Kalpanim, being that all these nisim happened with translating the Torah into Greek, so that's why Rav Shimon ben Gamliel held it was a special heter by Sefer Torah that you could write a Sefer Torah in Yavanis. But Shar Sfarim have to be written dafka in their exact language, and that's the answer to the stira, says Ravashi. That our Mishnah says it has to be dafka, that it can even be in Yavanis. That's talking about a Sefer Torah. And the Braisa, which says that it has to dafka be in its language, you can't even switch it to Aramaic, you can't switch anything, that's talking about Shar Sfarim.